And we continue on Focus on this Thursday. This is Dave Llewellyn sitting in for Paul W. Smith today, and happy to be here. And happy to tell you about WJR's Tim McGraw VIP experience, your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show guitar tour to Pine Knob Music Theater on August 28th. You could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of MetroCars, and $100 to Buddy's Pizza. Now, to enter, download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, then text it to 800-859-0957. And for more info on this, visit WJR.com. Matt Friedman is co-owner of Tanner Friedman Public Relations. He is heard frequently on these airwaves and returns today in his role as a member of the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame Board of Directors to discuss this year's ballot and share how all of you can help decide which of the many deserving names on this year's ballot become the new class of inductees. Matt, welcome.
Dave, thank you. Great to hear your voice on the radio, and great to be talking with you about one of my passions here around Michigan, which is honoring our sports history. It's really something.
Well, congratulations on the work you do there, and I'm honored to be a part of the task force committee, which helps determine which names should appear on the ballot each year. Let's talk about, you know, the fact that our listeners, the public, has an opportunity as well to weigh in, to vote online, to make sure that their favorites on the ballot are elected to the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. Take us through that.
It's something really special that we do here in Michigan. Our board of the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame over the last decade or so has tried to tweak our processes to make sure that we're really honoring every year the best of Michigan sports and the people who deserve to be remembered forever. From across the state, from across the variety of sports, we're talking about men and women and boys and girls who've accomplished amazing things. And one of the ways that we've tried to assure that we do that is by getting fans involved, getting the public involved. So 20% of the votes go to the fans to decide who's going to be inducted each year. And through next week, fans have a chance to go on to MichiganSportsHOF.org, MichiganSportsHOF, like Hall of Fame.org, and vote for amateur athletes from the state of Michigan, professional athletes from the state of Michigan.
Friday's Mega Millions jackpot
coaches,
is $368 million. Dollars.
Go ahead, Matt.
Coaches, media, contributors, the fans have a chance to vote for all of the categories who will be inducting on December 17th at the Motor City Soundboard in Detroit.
So we have 10 amateurs. We've got Olympians and others who have accomplished tremendous things, as you have said. As an example, Steve Avery, the former major league pitcher. Judy Brown Clark, Michigan State Olympic medal winner. Connie Paris-Kevin Young, cycler, speed skater, also an Olympian. Peter Vanderkay won gold medals. On the professional side, Swin Cash, who led the Shock to WNBA titles. Mark the Bird Fidrich. Kevin Glover, ex of the Lions, one of the great offensive linemen. Pepper Johnson from Detroit, great linebacker, won Super Bowls with the New York Giants. Coaches, Tony Anise, who's had an incredible run at Ferris State in football, winning national championships three of the last 4 years. Jim Reynolds, who had an outstanding career at Detroit King as well, winning PSL and state championships. On the media side, Al Ackerman, longtime and important figure in television sports in this town. Tim Stout, who is the dean of sports in mid-Michigan, working out of Lansing. John Keating, recently retired, and so long a part of Fox Sports Detroit and FanDuel Sports. Paul Woods, the former Red Wings player, for 40 years, the analyst on the Red Wings radio broadcast. I mean, that's an example of names who are eligible for fans to weigh in and vote their favorites.
Yeah, I recommend that everybody spend some time with the ballot, because all those names you just mentioned, Dave, could be worthy inductees. Not all of them will be. It's going to be, they're going to be some tough decisions. There are also going to be some people on the ballot who maybe you've never heard of, but once you see what their accomplishments are, you might say to yourself, they really deserve to be honored in some sort of memorable and long-lasting way. So I invite everybody to go on to MichiganSportsHOF.org this week, if you can. The ballot closes at the end of next week. And then we'll announce later this summer who's going to be in the class of 2026. And the public is invited to buy tickets and be a part of our celebration and our induction on December 17th at the Motor City Soundboard. And those tickets are available on the website, too.
And that is a wonderful evening as well, because typically all of the inductees are there. There's a reception beforehand for those who, you know, want to engage in that as well. And to just hear some of the stories and reflections of these individuals who are receiving this honor, it really is a special night in our town.
It is. I mean, you'll hear stories you've never heard before about some of your heroes or those who should be heroes. At the same time, just to be in the same room as some of these people and see them and hear them and have them spend the evening with you is something that few fans get the opportunity to do. But at the Hall of Fame, we're able to convene these people, celebrate them, but also give access to the event too.
Well, and you go onto the website, as you mentioned, to vote, but also it lists all of the previous Hall of Fame inductees, and it is a who's who of Michigan sports history, which is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we've decided to put as much online as we possibly can so that you don't have to pay to go to a museum to relive some great memories, but also teach the next generation about who some of these people are and what their accomplishments are. It's all online. You can click through it. You can see it. You can experience it. Photos and bios. At the same time, we're also collecting memorabilia as much as we can from our inductees, and the hope is to have that available and accessible online too.
Appreciate this, Matt. Again, through next week, through June 12th, voting, the public voting for the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. Go to the website, do vote, have a voice in who is honored next of all of these deserving nominees. Matt Friedman joining us today on Focus on WJR, and we'll continue with more after the news.